Thank you, Madam President. And as this is the first time that our delegation is taking the floor, we wanted to begin by congratulating you on your election and would like to take this opportunity to assure you of the full support of our delegation. Madam President, I don't have a lot to say. I think the viewpoints that have been expressed by the delegations of Austria, Peru, Ireland, and Germany perfectly capture our own thinking on this question as well. And so we would support the way forward that they have identified. I did want to take the floor, though, to emphasize a point that was just made by our distinguished colleague from Germany on how we understand the problem. So we don't share the same understanding of the problem that was expressed by the delegation of the Russian Federation. In our view, the real problem here is how do we ensure that the CCW and the parties to the Amended Minds Protocol best discharge their responsibilities? And in the view of our delegation, the best way forward is having meetings that ensure that the observers are able to enrich the discussions that we are having in this room. We have a long history of very active participation by the observers. I think it goes without saying that we would not have the successes that we do have, and we would not have the rich discourse that we have without the fullest and most active participation by our observers. And so for our delegation, the problem is how best to ensure that that practice continues. I think the concern that an intervention by a particular observer, which may seem politicized in the eyes of some in this room, when balanced against the overwhelmingly positive and important contribution that they make, in our view, doesn't justify the so-called cure, or even the effort at prevention that the Russian Federation has diagnosed in this case. If one delegation has to endure 3 minutes of something that they view as politicized and potentially offensive, as the delegation from Austria indicated, that delegation has every right to raise that concern to the chair. And we couldn't agree more with the Austrian view that it's for the chair to then make a determination and a ruling in that particular case. And so we would really, once again, encourage every delegation in this room to think about the problem in the broadest possible way and think about the problem in terms of the time spent. Does any one delegation want to spend 2 or 3 minutes enduring something that they find politically uncomfortable, where they have ample rights to address that at the expense of sacrificing 8 hours of work? In our delegation's view, the answer to that question is simple. Thank you.